Yeah, so basically
acidic, yeah. Like,
why are you talking about that, bro? Don't do that, bro.
All right, we here. AOT, Apes on Tapes, episode 3. You know what I mean? Got the guys with me, got the full squad back.
You know the vibes.
Full starting 11.
You know what I mean?
Back with injury.
Yeah. His little mishap.
Hey, you know the vibes. I was on the sideline.
No longer positive.
Hey, nigga back, man.
What would you positive for?
Listen, yeah, you lot are ridiculous. I wasn't positive, yeah. I was negative, basically. I was just isolating because some people that I was...
Cheeks? Was in Cheeks involved?
I was just in close proximity to some people that had that coronavirus
cheeks,
in it.
Cheeks,
but
cheeks.
I was negative, but I wanted to isolate, to be responsible, do you understand? Wholesome and that, get me?
Nigga on a tape with Apes on Tape, but I was to be responsible.
Yeah.
Wrong time to do that, mate.
What, chlamydia?
What? Nah, bro, man.
We're about to be responsible, mate.
Nah, not this time, man. Hey,
we about to start AIDS on tape, boy.
Oh, my days, man.
We here.
Nah, but for real, though, man, obviously, introductions and that, yeah. Chino in the building. Love to see you guys. Let's go. What are you saying?
Alex Alfonso here.
Ludo here. The face of the franchise. You know what's going on.
Yeah, Alex, you know what time it is.
This guy's the worst franchise player I've ever seen in my life,
bro.
I am the franchise, bro.
Bro, you're Palmy Brown up here, man. You're terrible.
Let's get started. Who's caught STD before?
Huh?
Not me, still.
I'm not going to... Oh, you haven't?
I've never in my life. We good over here.
Never.
No.
Never.
If you don't see...
Damn, you niggas ain't experienced in the game, huh?
Zero XP.
If that's experience, I don't want it, bro.
If you ain't got STD or STI, you ain't experienced.
Nah.
If you ain't got STD, you're hitting it right.
Nah. STD poops can't. Nah, I'm playing. But no, I got it when I was young. Like,
What one did you get?
Oh, chlamydia, the clap.
Oh, that's so you got crazy.
I got the light charge. I heard that's a few pills in this card. Yeah, I mean,
you had antibiotics and you're good to go, bro.
Yeah, I mean, all you had a small community service. That's it, bro.
Bro,
back on the field, bro.
Slap on the wrist.
Nah, a little slap of wrist. Apparently, yeah, if you eat oranges, you can get rid of it, the vitamin C.
You tried it, innit?
What's the Dr. Sebi advice on that, bro? We'll be eating oranges and burning people everywhere, bro.
Nah, it's a quick, like, the antibiotics, like...
Nah, niggas heard about the cranberry juice and the UTI thing, and thought, yeah, maybe it translates over.
I beg your pardon?
What?
If you get a UTI, you drink cranberry juice to get rid of that.
How'd you know? You had a UTI before?
Do you have a urine? Wait.
I went to a grammar school. I've seen a lot of things, brother. Don't worry about it.
Wait, I swear only women get UTI.
That's what I'm saying.
Nah, guys can get that as well.
Can they?
Wait, what's the only one we can get?
It's not as easy for us, though.
What's the only one we can get?
Even Thrush, guys. I know someone that had Thrush before.
I tell you, I had two.
Two STDs?
UTI doesn't count. Imagine my story is,
Dirty Dick Dan, bro.
No. So what happened was, I was like bare nervous because I shaved downstairs in it and then...
You saw...
So a couple weeks later, I had an ingrown hair. But then... I was like, rah. Like, I was mad nervous, innit? Because, you know what I mean? When you just come out of some pumps, you're thinking, you don't want to, like, risk it. So I just went to the NHS clinic, and it was like, it's the most embarrassing thing ever. And then you just have to, like, drop your trousers down, innit?
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Well, welcome to the meat show.
Me on deck. And then, so dropped it, and I was like, don't know what it is. And these times I've searched on Google, like...
Oh, yeah, let me take the word.
I'm thinking, I've got the herp. Like, it was looking bad.
Bro, that's life.
But then went there and I was just like bare panicking. And the woman's just like, calm down.
Yeah.
And
my dick would have fallen.
I'm bare nervous. Yeah. And then I pull my trousers down and...
Oh, did she inspect it?
Wait, you see the ingrown hair, yeah? Pause. But you see the ingrown hair, yeah? Where was it? Was it like on the shaft?
No. Like, it was like the pubic area, okay. Like where the hair...
Okay.
But then like, obviously I've been doing like researching for the past 2 days about symptoms. Oh, yeah.
Don't
and
you,
my head's blown.
Yeah.
My head's blown. Like, you should never go on Google.
Never call Google
tell you're dying, bro.
Bam. So I've told her about it. And then she's like, thinking it's serious. And then she's seen it. And then she's laughed at me. No, she didn't laugh at me. She sort of giggled. And I'm like, is she laughing at my piece? And then I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, nah.
Yeah,
it's just an ingrown hair. Like, just relax.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, ah, oh, cool. Like, if she says it's the ingrown hair, send it's cool. More, so I took, I was like, oh, can I get tested for everything? But then NHS was like, nah, you can't. Like, you can't. Because like, if you test them for everything, it's mad. Herpes is mad, like, complex. So I was like, all right, whatever. And so I just got the normal, like, chlamydia, gonorrhea, came back negative. And then it was just sitting on my mind. So I was like, oh, I need to get a full test. So I paid for one.
Yeah.
Cost like 250. Done that. And they called me. And I was like, rah. Because you know you're meant to get a text.
Yeah, they call you. Hey, it's D-Day, bro. Oh, and dun,
dun, dun. They call me. And then I was
it's like, over, player.
And they called me while I was like in the car. And then it's like, oh, it's Alex Johnson.
Oh, crash the car, yeah, bro.
And then I had like people in the car. And I was like, oh, just call me back, like in half an hour. And they called me back. And I was like, oh, yeah, I just didn't want to talk about your results. And I was like, fucking hell. And then, yeah, she's like going through like chlamydia, gonorrhea, negative, and my heart's racing. And then I'm thinking, I might have the lifer. I might be doing that. And then.
My thought was trying to do a 64 best life.
That's part time still.
If there was a recording on that, yeah, it's probably just me like panicking bare. Yeah. And then she's like, no, just calm down, just calm down. I'm like, bitch, talk about me, calm down. I got all this thing for life. And then she was like, nah, you just got Gardnerella.
Who?
I said, what?
You might get a special type of STD.
Wow. I said, my head was gone. I've never heard of this Pokemon evil, before. Bro. Like, it was mad.
It's a grass type Pokemon.
And then
it spits fire.
And then, and then she was like, nah, you just get it from when you have sex with women and their pH balance is off. And I was like, all right, so how do I get rid of it?
Yeah.
And then the way she said it, she's like, you don't. And I was like, what? Then she's like, no, like your body just naturally like sources pH balance out. I was like,
I would say you don't, like it's a life.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, like,
I was there just like sweating that whole phone, like that phone call conversation.
They dropped the charge last minute.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just an effort.
Judge said I'm not guilty, but
new evidence.
For sure, evidence, bro. With that, do you think schools prepared you enough for like sex and sexual health?
I feel like they tried to.
Them niggas had me putting a condom on a dildo, bro. That's
what? What?
You had a dildo?
I didn't do that.
It wasn't a dildo.
It wasn't a dildo. It was like dolls. You know, like dolls. That
it was like a fucking. Oh, whoever was in my class, if my nigga Naf hears this, he'll know. Naf was in that class. Listen, it was like a circle, yeah, and it was like a thing coming off it. It was like a dildo.
It was a dildo.
It was a dildo. Okay, it was a dildo.
It was a girthy,
innit?
Hey, pause.
I say something.
Pause.
Time out. Pause.
That girth for tonnage.
Whole lot of crack.
I know, but that's all they really had us do. They had us put like a dildo on a condom on a dildo, sorry.
He was holding meat, bro. That's crazy.
Aye, relax. We watched a couple of videos as well on it, and then like I remember they were just talking about this and that. Teachers all telling us, yeah, we shouldn't do this, we shouldn't watch porn and blah blah blah.
That's crazy.
So there was a few bits and pieces that kind of stuck with me.
Yeah.
But on the whole, in terms of like sexual health and that kind of thing, not really. Yeah.
Like for me, like we just were thinking on just basically what condoms basically just prevent kids instead of preventing STDs. I really thought when you grow,
that's another one. They never mentioned them was about.
They just say when a man or woman they get into physical relationship, obviously they become have a baby, whatever. That's how babies come and that. Mm. And there was like also you have wet dreams. I'm like what? Like your dick leaking?
Yeah. Pause.
I've never.
Pause.
So yeah, but obviously you have to kind of find out the sexual health stuff yourself, and I don't think they teach you how serious sexual health actually is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They don't take it serious as physical health. What is physical health, but as you know,
niggas came out of school the bareback king. It's crazy.
Yeah, like
what? When was you using condoms?
I was about to say my story. Am I talking about what?
What are you talking about?
Was your first time with a condom?
My first time? Yeah, of course.
With a condom?
Yeah.
You didn't do it right, bro.
I was like 16, bro. Do you know what I mean? I'm trying to be careful, you know what I mean?
16?
Careful at 16?
Yeah.
You're mature.
Right, yeah.
That's good.
But even for me, like, mine at school, we learned about STDs and STIs. Well, like, what's the difference? And then, but we were just putting like condoms on bananas.
I never did any of that.
It was just got a bit silly.
They gave us condoms.
Yeah.
This probably ended up in a canteen later.
Yeah, probably, but...
You're not better than him. I don't even know why. You're not better than him.
I'm just, I'm
more realistic. Like, when, I'll tell you that for free.
But even so, I swear, like, I think it's just like when kids as well, like, so stupid. Mm. I remember someone saying like STDs and STIs weren't even real, like when we were in like year 10.
Boy, were we wrong?
What do you mean? What, you thought it was a conspiracy?
Don't look at me, big man. Don't do that at all.
But no,
that's a conspiracy to keep, but then, like, keep the black man down.
Do you know what I mean?
But even so, the mad thing, yeah, like, have you ever, like, when you bareback, yeah, and you're thinking, all right, cool, cool. But then, like, the side, like, when you're finishing bareback, it's like the world's, like, trying to...
Yeah, trying to like, yeah,
throw you signals.
Yeah.
Like, you're looking at, like, car number plates, and it's, like, HIV 96. And you're thinking, like, what's going on? Like,
like, your mind starts thinking, am I burning the night?
Yeah, like, I don't know what we're doing.
Why is it when I'm peeing? Like,
No. But, you know, it's just, like, just in general, like, it's, like, even if your meat twitches and you're thinking... You got you praying to God, like, hey, no more bareback, I swear.
Yeah, it's the last time, please.
I'm coming to church on Sunday.
This one.
But, like,
hey, God, it's me again.
But it's not. It's actually, it's a spooky experience.
Talk about the time you caught chlamydia. How did that come about? And what did you learn from that?
What I learned from it was that, like, you should always wrap up.
Was you in a committed relationship with this person?
This boring guy, man. Okay, so no, but what I learned from it, what I learned from it is that you should always wrap up, man. I think that's what I'm grateful for, because that was like a real life lesson. So now it's like,
you gotta take them lumps, bro. You know, you just get beat up to learn something.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you have to get hit
up. There's a lot of lessons learned.
Low key, I don't think they did enough though. They definitely did enough, like, to teach you back then. Because I did it at like year 5 or whatever.
Yeah, year 5. You did it year 5, then like year 9 or something, didn't it?
I don't even think I did it in year 9, bro.
Yeah. I done it in year 6.
Because PSHE, innit? They teach you a bit about it, innit?
Yeah, like.
Barely. I went to a boys' school, innit? I went to Catholic school,
but
I
forget. Yeah, you're trying to learn.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Did a few bits and pieces in primary school, nothing that I remember.
But all I remember was that the girls had a separate club.
Yeah, I remember that, year 5, yeah.
And they told us to go outside and play football. Me, I'm naive. I went outside, say no more. I'm outside doing the thing. Came back inside, yeah, thinking, okay, well, do you know what's going on, yeah? It's some animated show, bruv. I couldn't even follow, I couldn't even tell you what was on it anymore. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It wasn't all that informative.
Like, they,
I mean, you get older and then you have to learn lessons by accident, you know.
Because, like,
what sort of accident?
I mean,
it's all like pregnancy scares and stuff like that.
What? Ooh. You trying to
see? What? I'm had one of those.
Do you know what I mean?
Let's talk about abortion BMs to be the best.
One time,
because
yeah,
they listen.
One time, yeah. Fam, I have a damn story about that, sir. Yeah. One time, yeah. She must have. She was playing with me because she knows that, like, I'm erratic sometimes when things hit me out of nowhere, yeah. So after the thing one day, she must have bailed me and goes, oh, it's late, yeah, or whatever. And I'm like, what do you mean, innit? And she's like, it's late.
You knew exactly what she meant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I want a clarification though. Excuse me. Yeah, she said, it's late. Listen, yeah, you know, I ran to the crib. I was like 20 minutes from mine, innit? I ran there, yeah. And then she's telling me, yeah. Obviously, she knows that it's not late, innit? She let me leave that house thinking that I was going to be a dad, fam. It was raining that day. I walked home in that rain. Walked home in the rain all the way to my crib, yeah. I didn't even know when I got to crib, fam. I was just walking. Do you know what I mean? I was just like, fuck. But, hey, you might be dusted, bro. Like, yeah, this might be it. I was like 16, 17 at the time. I didn't even have experiences, bro. I ain't done anything yet, man. Fam, but yeah, fam. It was jokes, fam.
I had one call like that, and the worst call ever. It was like, I remember the time. It was Boxing Day. It was the day after Christmas, and I was at work, and get a call, and we just arguing. And then it's like, started, oh, yeah, we need to talk, blah, blah, blah. I was like, I'm at work, like, just leave me alone, like, right now. And then, you know, you ever just get that we need to talk thing while at work and it just rattles?
Ruins your whole day, bro.
They'll do it at, like, 9:30 as well. When you clocked in. I've got 8 hours.
Just thinking about what you
think, bro. I got the white man telling me to do this and that. And I've got you telling me.
I've got a white man, got a white woman telling me to do this. Huh? Got a white woman calling to, yeah, we need to talk. You walked to that one, mate?
Yeah, you've got a Jay.
You fell for my game. For my trap.
The mixed race babies.
Man, you got a Jaden coming up.
Jaden on the wing. Don't listen. ADHD.
Fuck you, man.
ADHD merchant.
Hold on, just put that chief, you know this.
Babies have to be on timeout, bro. So you don't listen.
You know them babies who got like a treated like dogs.
Oh yeah, with a lead.
You know them bears used to turn the eyelids and turn out.
Oh no,
that nigga sits still.
Yeah.
But no, yeah. So and then we kind of arguing, and the way she drops it, and she was like, "Ah, oh, fuck it. I'll do this by myself." And she hung up. I'm like, all right.
From McDonald's.
Word.
I'm like, cool. But I'm kind of, like, I'm like thinking like probably like an hour later, like thinking about what she's saying, like, I'll do this by myself. Like, what's she gonna do by herself? And then I'm like, shit, I called her back. Yeah. I was like,
another young black baby living with his father.
I called her and I was like, what's going on? Da-da-da-da. And she's like, yeah, da-da-da-da. Took the test. And then my heart's racing. And I'm just like, oh, man. And I just hit her with a, like, do what you have to do. And then...
what do you mean, do what you have to do?
I said, it's up to you. I like, who am I to say?
Yeah.
It's in God's hands now. I was like, if you ready, I won't be, but... but, you know what I mean? I have to step up, you know what I mean? Yeah. But then, luckily, she...
Lucky, huh?
Yeah, she did what she did. And obviously, having a kid at any age from... I'd have a kid at, like, 27.
Yeah, 28.
27, yeah. Let me get on my feet.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Do you know what, though? It's like, what's that thing called, yeah? That's as funny as that is, yeah, really and truly, a lot of times, like, you can't really do too much if it's already there, innit? But you have to, like, obviously speak to her or whatever, yeah.
Yeah,
some niggas, get erratic, bruv. What, like, they start talking to her loose. What if she just said, all right, cool, I'm keeping it now. Yeah, then what? Yeah, like, what is she... They antagonize her and everything, bro. Yeah.
I don't negotiate with terrorists.
But it's true, though. You have to talk, like... You can't be shouting at them and moving, like, loose.
Nuts, like, bro. It's like...
Well, you got to handle your business regardless.
You know, it's that fight or flight. Man, them just start getting, they start seeing red, didn't it? They start panicking.
This is why I didn't want to fuck it.
What's that?
My niggas are right about it anyway.
Hey, you know when he gets mad? The guy going in there going, but you trapped me. There you go, bam. You fucking... like, you trapped me. Hey, you got that going on for yourself, but she trapped you, bro. You trapped her.
You know what I mean? You fucking bum. Yeah, I'm playing 2K all day. You got no prospects, man.
You look ever tried
to... they're so hot, bro. I'm like, yeah. I planned. I'm going to take off.
You look ever tried to trap a babe? Like a fine thing. Like, where my son at?
Where my son at? I've been lying to you for 6 months now.
Hey,
trying to ruin her whole summer. Right. You
need to sit down and chill out for a bit, bro.
No parties for you, baby.
I ain't done that yet, but...
No, because that ruined my summer as well, bro.
Listen, JT...
No, it won't ruin your summer. You can still live your best life.
If you're listening, JT...
You just
got to
be there when the kids are...
I ain't trying to be called deadbeat on the streets, bro.
Are you trying to lotion JT in the background?
Fam, hey, if this gets to you at any point, baby, man, hey, you know what I mean, man.
This nigga horny on his birthday, bro.
Hey, relax. Hey, 25.
Hey, if you can't be horny on your birthday, where can you be?
He didn't make this song birthday text for no reason.
It's true.
Hey, who are you? Who are you? The birthday baron?
Chino,
you ain't giving birthday beats on my watch.
Oh, what, pause? What?
Chino, you got any cheeks coming for your birthday?
Me? Nah, man. Hey, I'm washed up, bro. Do you know what I mean?
You said Baron spell.
I'm washed up, man.
No Serbian cheeks.
No Serbian.
I'm like that older. I was telling you, stay off the road.
Stay off the road.
I had to run this block, you know. Yeah, back then, nigga.
I'm that older that's picking up off you, say stay off the road, bro. Nah, man, I washed up right now, man. No juice left, brother.
Bro. Boys. Birthday cheeks be either hit or miss. Yeah, we get them, like on your birthday, and you know you're getting cheeks from that girl, which she's like, I got something for you. And she comes out in some lingerie. Like, oh, this ain't even new.
New cheeks, bro. Like, do you know what I mean? You've given me the socks I already had.
Yeah.
You just wrapped it up a different way, bro. Ah, man,
I remember
keep
one
that,
birthday. I got so lit, and then I was in the hotel, and I was like, finally, like, some cheeks.
Yeah.
Nigga, I passed out.
Yo!
Oh, man.
I was way too licked. I don't even think I could get up. I was out my mind. Like, you know when, like, you step in and the room's spinning?
Spinning,
you're thinking...
It's not going to end very soon.
Like, I'm on autopilot right now. Like, bro, man. Have you not had any, like...
That's happened to me still.
Like, any embarrassing, like, sex stories?
That specific what happened to me still. I went there, I was like, yeah, let's get away with it. Did a done thing, yeah. Thinking, yeah, it's cool, yeah. You know, it's not even like I passed out when it didn't happen. I passed out mid-sesh.
Ah? That's... You were on the molly or something.
I was in it and I was gone. I woke up in the morning. Oh no.
Oh man, have you two had any like embarrassing stories?
Like trying to get up and that, but you're just not coming, bro.
Hey, whiskey dick's real, bro. Don't die. Don't let anyone tell you. It's real, fam. It's like, real, man.
Like my most embarrassing time was I was at Power League. You know what I mean? Them Power League sessions were like brutal. Like they're non-stop.
Five wear you out, bro.
And then I get a text that come through text. And I was like, I need to have a shower quickly, didn't I? She's like, I have a shower here. Had my shower there, yeah. And then getting into it now. You know when you're making that good sex and you have her up against the wall, she's on you.
Oh, the legs.
I caught a cramp, yeah. Wobbly legs.
Cramped during the beat.
But you get dropped foot mid beat.
And then I've been getting that a lot, bro.
I dropped to the floor.
You know, so Pete,
when a girl tell you, you better stretch before, you know, because I've been cramping up a lot, bro.
But imagine, yeah, I dropped, yeah, and she's falling on the floor. And then I'm like, yo, stretch me out, like it was an extra time. So I'm naked now. I had to tell her how to stretch me out, like an like extra time. I'm like, oh, yeah. push my foot forward. I'm just there all naked.
You got to drink a Lucas in sport.
Next door must be thinking, what's going on? Because I've got like, when I have cramps.
You know the worst, Joe, when you're beating, you're about to hit a cramp, she's like, don't stop.
This is out of my control.
Like, yeah. I was like moaning like while I was getting stretched out. Like, I was getting stretched out and I was like, like for a good minute.
Yeah.
And next door must have been thinking, yo, what's going on over there?
That is crazy.
I want a piece. Let me get a slice of that.
Start putting cups on the door. Like,
hey, low key, am I locked on the door like it's black?
The guy next door probably think I was in some amazing pumps.
Fab. Nah, man. It's jokes, bro. The cramp is crazy, fam. Abby's crazy. Like what Ludo said, she's like, don't stop. You're like, I'm out. You're on your last legs.
Yeah. Yo, I hate to tell you, but.
He's out of control now.
I'm out of here. 3, 2, 1, I'm gone.
But when you rejuvenate, though, you come back like you never left.
Oh, round two.
But you have to play on him, though.
Yeah. The round two, that's. You need that round two sometimes.
Mm.
That's the comeback season.
Yeah, man. It's like when niggas are saying when they're beating Twitter women, bruv.
Gotta be on your best performance.
Man, if the performance is whack, your name is being tarnished.
If she's got like any form of like a media outlet, like them vlogs, then next minute she's on YouTube telling. Like caption
story time,
the worst dick ever.
Then you're going home, you look on Twitter, you see your fave on the timeline.
Oh, no. Yeah.
your fave on the timeline.
Your fave. It's always my fave. How many favorites do I have? It's always my fave.
Your favorite tweet has got two strokes in it.
I go on the guy's profile.
He's a two-hitter quitter.
I go on the guy's profile. He's got 300 followers.
Apparently,
he's my favorite.
Yeah. Any guy.
Two tweets.
But apparently, he's my favorite.
Luckily, Chino ain't got that problem, bro. We know Chino be giving him that baby boy sex. You know, Jody.
That's your bag.
He's been mad, fam. At any point in time.
Bad Johnson's baby boy with that.
If you're capping Twitter women, yeah, and you get into the hotel room, you got to do suicides first. I don't do
Twitter women in it, so.
Crazy.
Me
same,
too.
But
do you
know what I mean?
Yeah, same. Have you ever? Do you use playlists?
Oh yeah, I got a sex playlist.
Nah, don't.
I tried that once, and it was just like, I tried it time ago,
I tried it time ago, and I was like, it's a bit forced, and then. What if I nut quick and we're only on the first verse? We're only like, 2 minutes in there? It's a 2-hour-long playlist. Yeah. You're thinking, you got me.
You got to jump on pause it, bet. You're a bit embarrassed.
But I think the first time I tried
that,
it was a
TikTok.
I don't know.
Have you lot, yeah.
It's called Schmeet playlist as well.
Schmeet. Have you lot ever, you patterned the beat now, you got to there, yeah. And your juniors just said, not today, I'm on strike today.
Nah, I'm Congolese, bro.
Okay, relax. What? You saw that list and you was moving, what? Like what?
What?
You saw that thing?
What thing?
Actually, you know what?
Yeah. What, you?
I know he's getting this,
bro. No.
What thing?
The meat list. Oh,
Congo's at the top still, so I hear it.
Hey, look, man.
Congo's at the top still.
Like, girth and tonnage, innit?
Look at this guy, blood.
You know like when Aiko said Congolese people fight gorillas?
he said they were fighting gorillas.
He said they fight gorillas in Congo.
Who?
Oh, That's cat.
You gotta need a big dick to do that, bro.
Bro, I'll tell you that. Time out.
Hey, pause.
What are you doing?
Is he giving a gorilla with small meat?
Have you seen? Hey, you seen horse meat?
Well,
them niggas got it.
It's crazy over there.
Like,
oh shit,
them niggas got it.
So Alex, chat to me about fighting gorillas. How'd you approach that?
Approach what, fighting a gorilla? Yeah. You don't.
But gorillas are like £300.
Bro,
that's
you mad.
But Akon said that's what you man do.
Akon was chatting shit. I said fight gorillas. Are you crazy?
Have you seen a gorilla before?
Bro,
gorilla or a bear?
What?
In a scrap?
Yeah, gorilla or bear?
In a scrap? No.
Bear.
Do you reckon?
Bear, 100%.
How tall is a bear if it stands up on its hand?
8 to 10 feet.
Have you seen a bear's paw?
Yeah, bear.
Bear's paw is not, it's about all five of us. Like, if you put on it, it's like, you see when you get a small babe and then you put a hand next to it and you know you're smashing when you do that. But,
that's a connection right there.
Yeah. But
that's the soul tags.
But nah, yeah. That's but nah, bears are massive. Oh, man.
I think a bear. I reckon a bear will probably take that. But gorillas can't be fought with. Let me ask you guys a question. I've asked one before. A gorilla or Ten Brock Lesnar's?
Who?
Ten Brock Lesnar's?
Yeah, or gorilla.
Ooh.
This nigga saying big words on the pod. Who?
A gorilla or Ten Brock Lesnar's?
Oh, bro.
And like the guy that went MMA and got washed.
I'm gonna say still the gorillas. I'm still saying the gorillas.
100%.
Yeah.
When I saw Brock Lesnar go MMA get punched up, I didn't fear him.
Where to my niggas say Brock Lesnar's gonna start fighting each other, man?
Have you seen a gorilla though? Like,
gorillas are serious.
Have you seen a chimp just without the fur?
You know,
it's scary, bro.
The muscles are crazy.
You know, chimps, pound for pound, they're like one of the most dangerous animals. Them little niggas are like small. I remember I was in Bali, and the way
they had to be killing people out there, innit?
Bro,
Bali by way of Croatia.
No, Bali as in Indonesia. But what happened? I went to like the chimp forest. I don't know what it is, but
they take selfies of chimps and that.
Niggas were everywhere. And like they said, if the chimps take like any of your food, just let them have it, like because they'll get mad.
Yeah.
And I've got my phone now. I'm thinking, what if
they take phones as well?
Yeah. What if they take my phone? They're like, what you got for me, Caesar?
You got to eat that one.
I was like, nah.
Like, yeah, I'm gonna let the chimp take my phone.
And I was like, nah. But the way they were just moving like free. I remember I turned one corner, this chimp looked at me, and he was just in some cheeks, like. Just smash it. I was like, yo.
He's looking at you while he's in some cheeks.
Yeah. And then
you seeing this?
Man, like, you seeing this? And
I stopped you and I low key tried to get my phone out, like, to record it for Snap. And he just, like, that's out.
Yeah, you weren't having it. Oh, crazy.
You're gonna film me, not pay me. Say OnlyFans.
Didn't know how that's, how like AIDS started. Didn't someone?
I don't believe that, man. AIDS started from a man fucking a chimp, then fucking a woman after that.
I don't believe that. Man.
I don't believe that, bro. If you're gonna like Dave Chappelle said, if you start fucking a chimp, you're only fucking chimps from now on, bro. Jump back into human pussy.
But
you're sticking to that. You're sticking to that team. You don't like switch sides, bro.
Where's it coming from? Like, what?
How'd you even catch a chimp?
That's another thing. There's bad things going on over here, man.
Yeah, but. It could have just, like, you know, seduced it, little nuts here and there.
Seduced it?
Yeah, I mean...
Are you hearing yourself?
Is this guy, like...
I don't know,
you're going to listen back to this and be like, what the fuck?
I don't know, like...
Like, fuck it. Fair enough, man. You know.
But...
Do you guys believe in soul ties?
No.
Soul ties.
No.
What's this astrology to her?
No.
Soul ties, as in, like...
Low-key, also, by the by, astrology women. I love you guys, man. I love y'all.
I don't...
Well, what are you?
Me?
Yeah.
Sagittarius.
What are you?
I'm a Capricorn.
And you are?
Scorpio.
I'm a Virgo.
It's so crazy. We just clowned it. We all know our signs.
Of course you know your sign.
No, because the women be asking me.
When I was a Pitney, I used to know my sign. Yeah, it don't mean nothing though. To me anyway.
Atlas has all the charts,
He knows his birth chart and that.
Fam,
you know, Atlas said his milky queen be telling each other, like,
we're meant to be together, man.
It's my reading and that.
What the fuck you niggas talking about?
But I'm telling you, spiritual women are the best.
Atlas thinks he's Pippin, bruv.
No, but spiritual women are the best.
The only spiritual woman I'm ever giving it up to is Jhené Aiko, innit?
Jhené Aiko?
Hey, man.
Hey, I know I said to JT, but Jhené Aiko, man. Yeah, man.
Stop putting that voice, bruv.
Spiritual women are funny, though. They go on about good vibes. vibes and all this.
Good spirit. They're the worst vibes.
Not even. But then they'll be letting the worst vibes in. They'll be letting killers here. You know what I mean? They'll be letting niggas like doing like mad time and
niggas like Chino here.
You know when they. And when they're burning sage, trying to get the bad energy out. Like, nigga, you right bad energy right there.
You can see it.
Walk in the room and see all the bodies.
They get their, like, the tarot cards out and, like, the woman's telling, oh, yeah, something bad's going on in your life. Like, this babe messing with a killer.
If you walk in and you see a dream catcher on the wall, yeah, and live, laugh, laugh, you're capping that day. I'll tell you the truth, innit?
You know.
Tell you the truth, blood.
You sound like you, the way you said that from experience.
Yeah. Of course he has.
But I hear that.
What?
Huh?
Yeah. I mean, what's your spiritual woman body count?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Hey, I have to call Pippin for that.
No, what's yours? Not Pippin's, bro.
Fam, do you know what? Yeah, do you know what?
I think Salters is silly, man. You know why I think Salters are silly?
Yeah.
Because porn stars, they smash bears, bro.
That's true. But at the same time, them man go kind of mad sometimes. They go and say some of them do.
But that's just maybe from other, like, undiagnosed things that they got.
Like, even like soul ties and soul mates, it doesn't necessarily have to be, like, sex wise, it could
be. Yeah, yeah. Your soulmate can be a friend.
Could be a nigga. No, like it could just be.
It could be anyone.
It could, but I doubt it. If their soul ties and soulmates were real, I doubt it would be in this London.
No, but I see it as because obviously the world's so big, yeah, like 7 billion people. I think say the idea of soulmate, you can have more than one soulmate.
You have to. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
You can have more than one girlfriend.
Who?
You.
You can have as many as you want.
Too close to zero, you know.
It's a free country.
You told me that still.
Huh?
You told me once too close to zero.
Having one girlfriend too close to zero. You always got to keep them.
Well, you're right there, but that's a lot of work, having more than one girlfriend.
Cheating is for rich niggas. I said it, bare fam. Cheating properly is rich niggas territory, yeah. Mm-hmm.
How come broke niggas have the audacity to be having like five?
Because they have the audacity to be broke in the first
place. This is the truth. They have bare time on their hands.
They're broke because they've got to pay for that audacity.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
But now I think of it, when I was broke, I was in my bag. I was in my bag with women. That's when you have to lay it down.
That's when that's all homosexual vibes.
What are you bringing to the table? Okay, give me half an hour and I can shoot.
That's all you have on the line.
I'm bringing meat. This is the butcher's, baby.
I'm eating everything that's on the menu. Pussy, ass, toes. I'm there. Like, you have to.
You lost me after the first thing you said.
Huh?
You lost me after pussy, bro.
You don't eat
earbuds? Nah, I don't eat ass, bro.
You
know what the thing is? You remember like growing up, yeah, being called a bulkhead was seen as the worst thing ever.
Bro, when I was in school, that man would go around. You look pussy.
Yeah. Guys were getting beat up for that stuff,
you was
bro.
Getting beat up.
When did it change for you? When did you like, you
know, everyone was getting beat up, bro.
Do you know what, yeah?
It was the jungle, bro.
In school, yeah.
When did you say, you know, let me try,
do you know what it was in school, yeah? When I was like, I never eat pussy.
Yeah, I'll never eat pussy.
But I was never in some pussy then. Like, I was a virgin. But I was just going with the wave.
Yeah, because on the wave, you don't be seen like an outcast.
You see the man with a cigarette in the car.
And then the first time, it was when I lost my virginity.
Were you ate pussy straight away?
Yeah, yeah.
No, it was me a couple beats after that.
Box to box meat fielder, you know?
Because me, when I left for virginity, I was still in that hood mind, like, yeah, you know, I'm just smashing, bro.
When I lost my virginity...
Because when you beat more, you get better, innit? So, you're trying to drill, bro, like it's porn, bro.
Yeah, like, that's what I thought it would be like, but then... I got into my R&B bag, like I was trying to make love that day, and then it just happened, innit? And then I felt like a slut afterwards, like
on a slut, innit?
Yeah, like after it happened, and I was like, I can't even tell the man. But
I didn't smoke, but like, I can't even share the man them zoots and that.
Can I even tell my mum when I go home and that? But then,
but you know what? Over the period, like the next few years, like certain man, like your close guys, would start opening up.
Yes,
and I remember I was like 18-ish and my boy called me and then he called me and like, just got the best head ever. I was like, we don't have this conversation. Like, usually if you get some head, like, go about your business. And then I was curious, so I was like, what do you mean best head ever? And he was like, she ate my cheeks. And I was like,
what age was this?
This was young.
Does that count as head? Get your ass ate?
It doesn't though.
No, but he got the head and then the cheeks ate. But then I was
would you count as oral then, getting your ass ate?
Yeah, it is.
But then I was just like,
wait, but you got his ass ate? Is he white? Because they did do that stuff a bit early, didn't
they? That's before it was cool, bro.
No, is he white? Is he white?
Cool. I won't expose him.
It's, okay.
There's a whole community, big man. Like, what do you mean?
There's a community now, but back then, people were eating pussy, bro. Let
it was cool, he's insane.
What color was your brethren?
I won't expose him.
You're a good friend, still.
I won't expose him.
Because I wasn't, I was at Ludo, innit, But then, obviously, when I left at, like, 16, I went to a grammar school in Kent, innit?
And he's around people that they're a bit more sexually open.
Like all them that have been fucking since 14 and that, whatever. Mm. They were in the future, bro. They were in 2020.
Yeah, exactly.
One of them's been doing anal since he was 15. Bro, he's gone. Do you know what I mean? He's gone and that. Like,
that's mad still. I don't know about that.
I
haven't even unlocked that level. There's certain things I don't even want to do.
I had a disgust on his face when he said that.
But you know what it is, it's always them niggas that are chasing the wildest of nuts. Like, them niggas are getting strangled by a belt and, like, want to be half passed out.
You're
thinking, if you got to do
what's that... What's the difference between that bat and you strangle a woman where you're beating? Like, you know...
What's
the difference? That's just you're using something to strangle yourself, though.
But I'm not getting strangled.
But still, you can look it from their point. Same way, like, you're getting...
But women need that extra... push to reach where they need to go.
Women are suicidal, I'll be honest with you, because I don't know what's going on over there, like, that with the whole choking thing. I mean, I'm with it, do you know what I mean? Whatever, innit, but... Like, I don't get it, like...
What's your thoughts on getting choked?
Huh?
What's your thoughts on getting choked?
On a guy? Me?
Yeah.
I didn't want her doing it to me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'm with it, whatever, innit? It's not like it's my first thing, but do your thing, whatever.
I'm sure still, like...
I got choked, and I felt I got slutted out. I got slutted out.
Sitting on the edge of the bed with your head in your hands, like... That's not it.
You look at your hands, like, you know what Spider-Man, it gets the venom mask.
That was
I can't get it off me.
I remember that was the first time I've been choked out of my... That she licked my nipples. I didn't really like. I didn't feel anything, but
yeah, she was getting crazy.
No,
the action of it was like, yo, get off me! Like, I'm no. The way she was just like toying with me, like she could do anything. But then afterwards, sort of just like
your ear and that.
If you lick my ear, I'm going crazy. Yeah, wherever it's the restaurant, funeral.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Like as I got older, like when I was younger, I was very like, nah, fuck all that. As I got older. I don't really say, like, it's never say never, innit?
That's what I'm saying, you get a bit more open.
Because one year I'll say no to something, then the next year I'm doing it, do you know what I mean? It's whatever, innit?
Like, yeah, as you grow up, you get more comfortable.
Yeah,
right?
That is I've always,
like,
nah, man, I'm disgusted.
As I look back on it, like, sex when I was younger, it was always quite awkward. As in, like, it wasn't fun.
I'd say sex when I was younger was dead, bro.
It was awkward.
I'm here on business.
One of my boys was like, yeah, I had this thing round, da da da. And then it was like 18, and he was like, it was too dry, and then I couldn't get in. And then I was like, so like, what happened? And he was like, yeah, I was watching a film in my room, and I just tried to like.
You're trying to jam it in there,
you trying to jam it in doggy. And
like,
I was like,
Game of Thrones,
bro. I was like, bro, you don't just start off in doggy. Yeah. That's crazy. Like, literally. All right,
you go get the gears up,
no foreplay.
You want to warm up? You know when it's cold outside, the engine's a bit cold. Like,
do you know what I mean? Bro just started with a doggy.
Go get the furnace ready.
I was like, maybe you should try do this. Yeah. Little
man, I'm trying to fry the eggs. The oil ain't even hot yet.
I'm splashing the egg on the pan.
That's Mark 7, brother.
I'm asking him. I was like, did you even lips before? He was like, nah.
He's insane, bro.
This guy was white,
bro.
No.
But I hear a lot of people don't like lips in during sex.
What?
Like, this.
Bring your tongue
That's
in.
That's only if they're fucking scraggers.
A hoopty.
You see what that Donnie was doing on Love Island? That Ched guy was trying to swallow her face, yeah? That's what I'd be doing.
Who's Ched?
The big Donnie.
The guy took up half the screen.
That big Donnie.
I can't remember, bro, but hey.
The Bolo.
The Forex brother, man.
This guy, he's gonna earn some money with
him. He's one of the top earners. just go follow him.
Just so you know,
the worst advertiser ever.
Fab, he did not believe in that. He didn't believe in that, man.
Well, get your money any way you can, innit?
Porn ruined everything, man. Like, porn.
Because obviously, a lot of us watched porn before we actually had sex ourselves before it was like that.
Oh, my. Bro.
It made it look like it was just impersonal. I got older, and now I'll just be doing Loverboy now, man. It's different, fam.
There was a period, like quite a period between when I first started watching it and the first time I had sex in it. When I had sex, I went home mad. I was like,
this is shit, blood.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
I was like, what was that? Like, because it completely
change your perception.
It completely fucked my perception.
I was doing from the start. It took a while
because obviously I'd say to the point where I don't even really watch it anymore.
Can't lie.
Innit?
Yeah.
And it's like it took so long for my brain to kind of like rewire itself. Yeah. Like, because when you're growing up, when you're young, and you're watching that, it fucks up your perception of sex. It fucks up your perception of relationships with women, yeah. interactions with women,
yeah.
your expectations that you think you're gonna get, and the pushing me in there for 45 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you get it? Like,
I got a good 5 minutes, baby.
With me, I'm lucky.
On a good day.
I got 2.5 minutes, and then after that we can parlay in it. See what we're dealing with after it. We can negotiate the terms.
Yeah. With me, I didn't grow up watching porn. I don't know. I've always found it a bit weird. But I felt weird thinking it was weird because everyone was watching it.
Yeah. And then back then, on BB's sending porn
to each other. Yeah, I'd see it.
You were saving it as Ed Sheeran, 18
and
that.
Yeah. I know people see it.
So you don't get bagged.
You know what I'm saying? Me watching Big Booty.
Hey, listen to me. Out of all the things you've done in your life, that's what you found weird.
No, I was young. Yeah. I was probably like in year 9 and everyone was like watching porn and talking about it. And I was like, yo, like, I ain't really... I mean, it didn't interest me. But then I probably... When about year 12, started watching a little bit of porn here and there. I wasn't addicted, but then I lost my virginity, like, I don't know, like 6 months later.
Mm-hmm.
I was in some pussy. I remember I made her my girlfriend during that session.
Mm.
And I was thinking, like, this is the best thing ever. Like,
you had a good first time?
Yeah, I had a good first time. But then I'm talking about usually like first time with women in general.
Yeah.
It's not always the funnest. You need to build, like, get comfortable with them. You know what I'm saying?
Rapport.
Yeah, and rapport. Know what she likes, because can't be, like, doing the wild stuff, like, first session, like, trying to stick your thumb in her butt, and then she's like, nah, bear.
Yeah, apparently not if a girl likes that or whatever.
So you have to, like, take it easy.
That's crazy. Yeah, for sure.
But, nah, I hear that. I feel like there was a period where I was like, the porn thing was crazy. When I first started watching it, I was in, like, year 9 when I first started watching it, innit?
Yeah.
And I say from year 9... to like year 12, Tim was going crazy. But I'd say probably from when I went to uni, I'd say the older I got and like I started, not even really like moving to girls, but just having normal interaction, normal life conversations with women and like being at uni and stuff, it kind of opened my eyes a little bit where it was a bit like, whoa, this is a bit fucked.
It's a bit intense, isn't it?
Yeah, like, it's a bit
like
fucked.
Every girl you want to chat to, you're trying to like cheat, You think, I've had that as well, like, where females can be your actual friend, like, you don't even want to...
But the thing is, it's weird because...
Wait. Did you not say female friends? Whoa. I know you're not talking.
Listen to me.
No, but you are the female friend killer.
Yeah, bro.
That's your bag.
My female friend...
That's not even your bag. That's your suitcase. Nigga, you living in there. That's how you're cheating on your female friends. Oh, he did it again,
I told you.
Come to be papa.
I told you.
Yeah.
You know I never treat you like that.
You know them niggas, them grimy niggas, you know I hate it better than
you.
Grimy ass
niggas. You think I'm dirty macking like that?
You should have been here with me.
I'd never treat you like that. I hear that, bro.
What did he get you for your birthday? That's it?
Yeah.
No way.
No, I would treat you like that. If that was me...
You really know what I'm on.
Them niggas, bro.
Them niggas are the worst.
Fam, I met one, live and direct, bruv. That was like that, fam.
What, dirty Mac on?
Yeah, but he wasn't doing it to within to my nigga, bruv. But
you should have smacked him.
No, he wasn't even interested in the girl, fam.
For the love of the game.
Do you know what I mean? It was bare weird. He wasn't interested in her, but she was interested in him, innit? And there's some other Asian Donny.
Well, she was interested in the dirty Macker?
No. I'm at uni, me and my boy, and we're doing the same degree, or whatever, when we're in this class now. And then there's an Asian girl that he's talking to, innit? Not even talking to, sorry, my bad. She was just there, like, we was on good terms.
She's cool, yeah.
Yeah, but she was like, she was interested in him, innit? But he didn't really, like, business with her anyway. And there's some other Asian brother that we know, like, we thought he was cool. Then we see on the backside, she was sending, like, she was told him about how he's going, or what, you like so-and-so, Like, he's talking to her, going,
yeah.
The Dirty Mac is like, oh, you like so-and-so, I knew it, man. You like black guys, man.
I'm thinking,
I thought you was cool, you know?
Do you know what, I'm the complete opposite. Like, if a girl comes to me, like, talking about a relationship, he cheated, I'm thinking, more time I'm thinking, that nigga's all right. There's so many niggas that's worse. Just go back to him.
Well, you don't like that.
I was like,
the grass ain't always greener.
Yeah, not, if you fucking with a nigga like me, I would have had your mental finish. No, like it's like something like, you ever get a babe where she's like, oh yeah, he was liking another girl's Insta pics. I'm thinking, is that it?
That is it? You know, like, I was in the DM, bro.
Do you know where I put my ex for? Is that it? I'm like, just going back home, yeah, man. No, just going back home.
And you got it good, bro.
Yeah,
no, I haven't even been in the request. I just be
attempted murder charge. You man, jaywalking. Yeah. Go right there, jaywalking. Now you're talking.
Them cheating scandals. Those scandals are the worst. Yeah, where you're thinking, all right.
Be careful.
But you know the ones. Yeah, but there's not enough evidence on you.
Yeah.
There's not enough evidence.
Yeah.
It's all rumors, and you just have to go with.
Believe what you
want
to believe.
Believe what you want. I'm done. I'm not going to argue with you.
Top five.
I'm not going to argue with you.
Top five lines ever.
And then you just have to leave her with like a... Let her thoughts come back to you. Yeah, like, because she's going to think about it. Maybe not. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't do that.
There's
more
time.
There's so many people will lie on your name. Mm-hmm. And like... All the little scandals come from like dirty mackers. They're like, oh, I heard you was doing this. I've been dirty macked so many times, and I'm just like, it hurts me a little, like, because I'd never do that to niggas.
You know what I mean?
I'm out here so
wrong. There's too many women available for me to date.
I can't lie to you guys. I keep saying this. The game don't love you like it should, bro.
Shouldn't. Oh, it don't.
I remember when I was at one local bar. And I left my girl at the time to go to the bar. Because I was with her for like 2 days. And boys messaged me that we're at the bar, come through. I'm like, all right, cool. But I lied to her and said I'm going home. Because the lie just seemed better than the truth. Like, I'm going out with the guys. Yeah. She's like, oh, you're going to get drunk and go. I was like, I'm going home. And I can't even lie. I went home. And this is where I knew I was a bit messed up. I took a picture of me in bed.
Yeah.
Just in case the question came up.
Yeah.
Took that.
Making an alibi ready.
Yo. The alibi ready came out. And I'm out with the guys, just enjoying my evening. And then now, get a message. I'm like, rah, how she know I'm here? And then I was like, oh, I'm not even here. Da-da-da, I'm in bed.
Mm-hmm.
Send the picture off. I was like, we good.
Hey, we back up. Send the ride out, man.
Someone at the function has sent me a picture there. And then she's just like, so how are you here?
Yeah.
Oh no, caught you in 4K.
I'm like,
what was that thing Hermione had in Prisoner of Azkaban when she was doing two crosses at once?
You should know,
I forget, but you should have said, yeah, it's not me. Yeah,
no. I was just
it's
like,
my twin. It's my twin. Like, I'm just,
then,
you know.
And then it was like, it just looked like I was a psychopath because I pre-took a picture. I'm lying. I'm denying the lie. And I'm like, no, it's not what it looks like.
Oh, you
and
might be a nasty piece of work.
You might be terrible.
And I was just like, do you know what? I just had to go back to hers and just take face the charges. Went in there with no lawyer.
Hey, nimmy.
Sorry.
That fucking line, yeah, believe what you want. It's so goated, yeah. I'm sure my dad's used that even when before. Yeah. It's so goated, fam.
That was gaslighting before I even know what gaslighting was.
Believe what you want.
I'm still not sure what it means, but I know what it means.
That what you were saying before, yeah, you know, like, you know when you got to take the lesser of two evils?
Yeah.
You know when you've done something mad big, but she's caught onto something small.
So
you gotta accept that. You gotta accept the 63.
If you open the RICO charges, all your boys are going down with you. You're probably getting 25.
At first, the drug charge, you think that it's human trafficking.
Let me ask you another question. Have you ever got caught up like in a madness, in it, where your girl or whatever's caught you? And you've had to throw one of your bridges under the bus.
Oh, all the time.
Yeah.
And the thing
I'm the guy that gets thrown under the bus.
Facts, me as well.
I find out the girl don't like me. Like, what did I do?
Do you know what it is, yeah? Stuff like that is when you get thrown under the bus, yeah? Now it's like, you're the nigga with the hose.
Yeah.
And then...
Like, really, truly, it's the guy with the girlfriend.
He's like, this nigga got all the hoes that I'm just there, but it's hilarious because like when you get thrown under the bus, it's like your boy calls you. You're like, yeah.
They charge from you, bro.
Yeah. And you're thinking about yourself, like, if I have to take the charge and it gets back to my thing, so what happens now? Yeah. You're like, just do this for me. And you're thinking, oh, man.
Two men in the car with a whip. Hey, whose whip is it?
Youngest takes the charge.
You're thinking, you got a clean record, bro. Come on, man. Say that, man.
Stuck
you
on the wrist.
Youngest in the whip. You're killing me.
And you know with me, it's like, I'll take the charge because more time, like, I ain't got nothing to lose. I was like, all right, cool. But do you know what, yeah? And there's...
But after a while, the girl always hang around.
I say 80% of the time, it's me. I'm the dumb nigga of the group.
Fair enough.
The girlfriends never really like me. It's like, oh, you out with Alex again. And you're thinking... I just like to have fun, you know what I mean? Like, get licked, and next minute, we looking at flights. Let's get out of this country. Mm.
I've taken so many charges for my niggas, them man need to show love, bruv. Like, I've gone in for them bare times, bruv. Them man need to show love for me, fam. One of my boys, he's trying to make... I need to be careful how I say this, because this...
I think
this case is still open. So basically, we were talking to one thing, like, way back when, a couple of years ago now, And then he's figured out... This girl's insane, bruv. She's just lying for no reason. She's just a liar for nothing. Habitual liar, bruv.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't need that no more. But obviously, she's on him or whatever, So she's doing a mad thing. But even before this, this guy's mad, bruv. He made her feel like she was crazy, but she was right. Do you know what I mean? He was there for this, of it.
Emotionally manipulated.
That's not an exotic bag. Like, I've been in that bag before.
So he was
like,
he was like, this operation lasted over the summer. That's how long it was, yeah.
Oh, that guy was going, cover operation.
Yeah. Still. She was onto him about it, yeah. He was like, no, da-da-da-da. He saved the girl's name as a guy's name, yeah. And then after that conversation, after she clocked it, yeah, he changed the number to my number, innit? And then he was texting me. And then we were just fabricating messages all day. We were fabricating messages all summer. Do you know that?
Oh, you're nasty.
All summer was fabricating messages. He was saying, he would type like...
Find a hobby.
Yo, where was I yesterday? You was with Daniel, I swear. You was with Daniel, I swear.
Nasty.
It was fabricating all day, man. It was at the World Cup, man. It was crazy. I was in my prime.
With me... I think I get my family in a lot of trouble because my name, like my nickname of the family is Baby because I'm the youngest out of like the cousins. And obviously, like, you know when you have a nickname and it goes on for so long, like my name's like probably like Baby on all of their phones.
Mm.
And like when they're with like their girls and I pop up.
Yeah, it says Baby, yeah.
And they're trying to be like, nah, it's just Baby.
Yeah.
And then...
It's like, who's Baby?
And you're thinking, like, I don't really text a lot, so there's not a lot to go off. Yeah, like, bear calling me.
What's your picture on WhatsApp?
Usually I don't really have a picture on WhatsApp, so it's a bit sticky.
You're getting man in trouble.
But then it's like, they're calling me out, like, hey, Alex, like, trying to, like, get me to speak. And I should just, more time, I should be like, oh, hey. But even so, like, even if we're on road, if they see me, niggas just, like, got my family nickname. It's like an embarrassing nickname at first, but now... I'm just Baby. I'm on road and niggas are like, hey, yo, Baby, hey, yo, Baby. Mm. And niggas will think I'm getting like catcalled or something.
You know what they say, you're attractive to a both sexes move to you.
Yeah.
That's how you was it, bruv.
Oh. Have you ever had a...
Well, them bi niggas, DM you on that.
I've had full gay, bro. That's when you was paying, you know.
Yeah.
I had a gay, bruv.
Yeah, Cal Creason.
What?
Yeah,
I hear it.
I'm it.
I had a gay nigga move to me, yeah?
And it was a very polite guy as well.
My one weren't polite. My one was a bit drunk. But he was wedge. And then I was in Soho, I was like 16, 17. You know when you're just circulating Central back in the days?
I liked you and I wanted you.
Hey. And then I remember like going down like a alleyway of shops and it was quite dark. And then he stopped me. He was like, oh, you know where so-and-so is? I was like, bro, you're just like me. I don't know where anything is. And I'm trying to walk off now, and he's put his arm on the wall. And I'm like, huh? And he was like, oh, so where are you going tonight? And then I was like, yo, I'm only like 16, 17, like it's getting late. And then he's like, so you're not trying to get into the club or anything? Like, you're looking real good, da-da-da-da. And I said, bro, just trying I'm just trying to get home. Like, I'm, please.
It's not that, like.
Please. Like, it was one of them ones where, like, I, like 16, 17, I was kind of scrawny.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, yes.
And he was a grown man. Yeah. I'm thinking, if this nigga tries to take my cheeks, I am finished. Like, I
now you know how some a lot of women
feel. Yeah, some like, women say gay men are still men, fam.
Hey, don't say that after I laughed, man. Hey, what you mean?
Hey, but sorry for it under the bus, but it's
no, but that's crazy. That's
have you not ever catcalled?
Nah, not man, my I can't thing, do that.
Ever.
Well, I can't wait, of course. Not seriously.
No.
I don't like,
you know what?
Paying attention to myself like that. Anyway.
I have back in the days when, like, 2000.
Actually, you
know,
go
AOMA.
Yeah, like little 2010 times where
you got like an AOMA. Like, once or twice, fine. That
like, when I'm off the drinks or like on the high road.
Like, when I'm in the passenger, when I was in the passenger once seat, twice, I'd be like, do you know what? Yeah?
Not in the passenger seat. I'll be on road. Like, I'm trying to talk to them, like, AOMA.
No, when the whip's driving at half a mile, like 30 miles per hour, I'd just be shouting at stuff. Some women like it. You know what I mean? Give them a little confidence. Not no. Ayo, that ass is fat. But no, it's just be like...
You know, like them older niggas, hey, if you come around this way, I'm going to fuck
it. Yo, do you know what I mean? That man,
it was just more be like, hey, what's good? Hey, yo, blue dress.
Yeah, blue dress. You the blue dress.
But nothing too crazy.
Nothing too crazy.
But now that I think, like, you know when, like, he was younger, like, even, like, the stories I was hearing, like, they just seemed so unreal. I'm sure guys were talking about, like, running trains, yeah, and then, like, putting, like, a bag over her head. And then I was thinking, certain things, like, you shouldn't, that like, shouldn't have been going on.
That's fine, so, it's crazy.
But and stuff like that, like, you, but being truthful, like, we've all heard, like, stories like that, like, from back in the day.
You might be a fucking psychopath.
No, not me. But I'm hearing niggas were doing that, and, like, oh, I was watching one podcast, the other day, yeah. And this nigga was talking about how he used a Tesco bag for a dump.
Jesus Christ,
bro. We don't condone that anyway, though.
But no, I'm saying, have you not heard any
Apes on Tapes podcast? there's not claim or condone anything that's been said in the last minute or so.
But if it's consensual and the girl wants the bag on her head.
But why would she want a bag on her head?
Asphyxiation.
Whoa.
Asphyxiation. That's the word.
And why would you want a bag on your meat? I mean, a condom is basically a bag on your meat. Like,
bag meat.
But you ain't had a bag. You like, I had a bag.
I don't
condom.
Like, me personally, I don't like condoms. And I always say you wouldn't put a bag over your baby's, your newborn baby's head in it.
So what? No, just carry on. So what? Like
you would have put a bag.
So you're out here just roaring.
My lawyer ain't here, bro. But
would you talk, bro? Would you talk like sexual?
Like, about roaring, bro. I'm saying like with a bad like.
But on the road though, yeah, like I agree with him there, brother.
Never give Atlas,
roaring is the truth.
Never give Atlas the mash. Like,
I was saying,
I'm being bad.
No, but I'm saying with like
the catch him and give it to you.
With like the Tesco condo
for murder charge, you could have been a nigga that had it working before you.
Six bodies on it, prints everywhere. The bodies even yours.
Like with the Tesco condom, the Tesco bag condom, I'd listen to that and I was thinking, so many people have so, like, probably, like, stories like that where they're just, like, in the dark. And as I was saying, I'll never forget when I found that, I found a condom that was, like, 70% effective.
What?
And...
Wait, what's the... Any of you, like, in the 90s?
I said in the 90s. This was happening in 2012 times. All right, cool. Let me tell the story.
I mean, 90% effective.
That's crazy, all right, let me tell you a story how I came across it. So, I came out of my girl's house and then I seen a homeless guy in my car. Two.
Well, in your car?
In my car. I must have left it unlocked so they were like robbing all my stuff. Jokes on them, I had nothing. I was broke. But I was like, shit.
Jokes on you, nigga, I'm broke as you.
Yeah. So I had the chain, I had like change in my...
The change.
Yeah. And they must have been running through it. And I was like, I was far away, so I'm creeping up on them. Because if I'm running at them, that two of them are going to get away. So I creeped up on them. And I'm like, hey, yo. Yeah. And I grabbed them out. And then one skirted off.
Yeah.
And then this guy must have got off the ground quick. And I'm chasing him now down high road, and I'm catching him now. I'm like, hey, what are you doing in my car? Da-da-da-da. He's like, I'm sorry. And now I'm mad.
Yeah.
I just fisted him up. Mm-hmm. Then And he's fighting back. He was a homeless man, but he held it down.
But he had hands.
And then
you think he's homeless? Don't think he's
homeless. In my head, yeah, I'm like, I ain't losing to no homeless nigga. He has got no nutrients ever. So then I fist him up, and
he's gonna have to fight me.
This nigga's fighting my homeless nigga.
He's got no minerals.
And then he must have like just I beat him up, and he just ran off, and he left his bag. And I'm taking his bag. And I go back, and my car's all left open. His boy must have came back and done a second job on my car again after I chased the first one. I'm just bare mad now. And I go up to my girl's room. And I've just gone, mind you, I've just gone to my car to get something out to go back to my girl's room again. And she's come back, and I've got like blood on my shirt. And she's like, what's happened? Yeah. You wouldn't believe it. Got into a fight with a homeless nigga, and I took it. And she was like, why did you take his bag? I don't know, I was just mad. Yeah. And I look into the bag now, I see beans, I see cans.
Did I'm like, oh.
I'm thinking, oh man, I think this nigga's weak of food. But I was mad, I didn't care. And I'm rummaging through it. And I see this green packet, and it had like an X on it.
What?
And I'm like, what's this?
And it's an X, bro.
And I see like
Triple H condoms.
I'm looking at the small print, and it was like, this condom is 70% effective. I'm like, bro, even homeless niggas are trying to get safe sex in. But I'm thinking, that's not enough for me. I might as well go bareback. And I was just thinking, that's like, niggas will be fucking with anything. And it just makes you think, I mean, like, Tesco bag kind of understandable.
What would you rather use?
Tesco bag.
I mean, if I got to use Tesco, that means I don't need to be having sex, bro. You know that, bro. Or I would go without.
You ever be using a dom and then you go eat the pumps and it just completely voids using a dom?
What's the point?
I'm thinking, I'm doing this for nothing. But
yeah, you ate what's in there, big homie.
Yeah. But sometimes it's to stop like having kids. I know, Lulu, you got a few in it.
You know them ones there.
How many kids you got?
Kids? None that I know of.
None. You deadbeat.
If I don't know them, how's it my fault, bro?
Nigga, go pay for their lunches, man. You got Rashford paying for their lunches.
You did a good job. Keep up.
70% is fucked, though. What's 70%? Out of 10 times.
So if you chop 10 times.
3 times. You ever catch something twice, or you're getting pregnant once?
Bro, 3 times, we ain't got you. You're on your own.
A Russian roulette with a magnum. You got spinner. Yeah, spinner.
Have you heard about them sex roulette parties?
I've never been to one.
Where there's a bunch of them,
and one of them's got STD.
Yeah,
I've heard of that.
That is the most white people thing I've ever heard.
There's a sexual day party.
You ain't heard of this before?
No, I think I heard like a one-off. I didn't think it was like a thing that was done.
Yeah, it's a thing, bro.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the last time I heard something like this, it was a case of someone happened to be there, not that it was planned.
No, it's planned. You got a bunch of people, one of them's got an STD, and it's just, free-for-all.
Nice.
But you understand, some people are such adrenaline junkies that they gotta do the most crazy shit to get high.
So that's what I'm saying. Like all that stuff, bro. Like strangling and stuff, you're searching for a certain crazy nut where sex shouldn't ever be that deep. I'm more of a guy. Sex is more just like a connection with me and this girl because we're feeling each other. I'm not trying to go do, you know, them like sex toys where they're hung up. Like upside down, and like it's a swing. I ain't trying to be in all that. I ain't that horny.
But you see the whole choking.
Thing, that's just being different, being expansive and creative, isn't it?
The whole choking thing. If I went down to logic, it kind of makes sense in it because it's like it would simulate like asphyxiation in it. So you lose oxygen to your brain in it. You get lightheaded. And then everything else gets like intensified in that moment, innit?
You sound like you got enough experience. Of course it does. Tell me more.
This is Jody Chino, bro. Yeah. Jody Chino.
Chino.
A nigga educated, all of a sudden I'm a deviant, bro.
For real.
I don't call you a deviant, bro. We just want to hear the knowledge,
innit? You remember the scene in Baby Boy when Jody's giving it to Vic, bro?
Oh, Baby Boy.
That's what Chino be doing to his female friends.
I kiss foreheads and all, man. I can't do I am where I am.
That kissing forehead is...
I am where I am, man.
You're selling dreams,
This life, bro, like, it's up to you whether you buy it
or not. Do you know what, I'm a forehead kisser because...
I love it when you're both
I fall in love quick. I'm the... I mean, give the back kisses to
them things there. The whole nine.
I might tickle your back while you're sleeping. And never, we ain't speaking next week though.
You gotta do the whole nine yards, man. I'm here to.
It's all experience.
I'm here to provide a service.
Do you know what I mean?
It's all experience.
I can't have you going back to your friends giving me shitty reviews, though.
Yeah, right, bro.
You look to your fave. Get the fuck out of here.
I'm nobody's to your fave, bro.
I'm a nobody. But you see,
Father Alfonso, with that BA giving us father.
Who's father? But with you lot, do you like do like dressing up? Would you do dressing up like
dressing up?
As in like,
yo, I wear a Spider-Man costume. To be honest, I saw that thing. That looks funny, blood.
Like, yeah, would you do that?
That might be funny, but how is that getting me aroused?
Say if she was like in the bedroom. Say if she was like a nurse or something. Like role play.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Would I?
I don't know, you know.
She knows the type to let a white woman be like a police officer. Like, beat me.
Wee.
You guys are being incredibly insensitive as well.
But you know the one... Have you seen, like,
or use handcuffs in that. No, like, forget the police stuff, but handcuffs, I like, use, tied up.
Bro, if I'm using handcuffs, I might just get PTSD.
You
just
did it, yeah?
And like, get from the time where the police officer mashed me up. You know what I mean?
You know what? I don't know, like... I'm still getting there. I don't even know if I want to do all that, like, handcuffs and that and all.
I'm one of those
like, I like to do everything.
Yeah, I'm still a baby boy in this sex game, really and truly. I heard you reach a peak in like your 30s where you're just...
I know them 30s be getting crazy.
Yeah, that's where apparently you meet your most horniest, where you're...
Yeah, yeah. No one 30 plus, they be getting crazy horny after a certain hour.
I heard it gets terrible after 30 with them still.
If I'm hornier than when I was 19, I might need to be isolated
from humanity, bro.
Now that I look back when I was 19, I was out of control.
Yeah, like, horny years, just trying to beat everything moving.
Like, you couldn't talk to me unless it was about sex. Have you seen that Mike Tyson? When the female was trying to ask him a question, and he was like, I don't talk to ladies. And he's like, unless we fornicating, I don't want to talk to you. That was kind of, that was the vibe I was on. I wasn't trying to have no female friends. I was just trying to cheeks and go out. And that was peak horny me.
That was just me. That was your puberty making go crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The hormones. I blame it on the hormones.
What did you say just before that? Because it's something I wanted to say and I forgot now. Just before that.
30s,
Oh, yeah, you mess with a lot of old women. Chat to us about the woman and their face.
That's interesting. I have no idea what you're talking about. however, what I will say is, I've been seeing a lot of women these days saying that multiple rounds and that, Must say 5 rounds, blood. Five rounds?
I'm at
Aerosmith.
Five
who, bro?
This leads into another story. I've got mad stories.
Five who? Bro, I work.
One time, I think I'd done 7 rounds, and then...
Oh, you was broke.
No, it was just something to do. We was bored.
Yeah.
We was
like
bored.
That.
This was seven rounds.
You just spent the whole day smashing, bro.
So 7 rounds, like, throughout the whole day.
Yeah. You're not every time.
Room was musty. Like,
you're not every time.
Not every time.
I think by the fourth, I was just like, all right.
By the fifth time, there's a fog in the room.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a fog in that.
What I didn't realize was afterwards. Yeah, I went home, fell asleep. Yeah, I looked at my meat. The girl for my meat was crazy. It swelled up.
Yeah.
I was looking like, a bit more girl for that. I upgraded, but nah, I swear, it was so painful. Like, it was, I didn't know what it was. And this was after
that. Of course, like, again.
So then I went to the clinic again. I went to the clinic again, yeah. Sick. I was like, I don't know what's happened this time.
Is it the same lady?
No, it's a different lady. You know, you have to go to a different clinic.
Yeah.
You can't be a regular at one. And then put it down, and she was like, oh. And it got worse from time I've woken up and got to the clinic. Like, it just kept on getting worse.
Bruh.
And she was like, so what happened? And I was like, I can't lie. Might have been went a little bit crazy the other night. And she's like, oh, yeah, you're young. Just stop. Just like, stop after like 2-3 rounds. There's no need.
Do you hear that, ladies?
But then, like, she gave me some cream. But the worst thing is, the most embarrassing thing is, I couldn't go to work. So I just called in sick to work. They were like, what's wrong? I was like, I'm not coming into work. Yeah. They were like, what's wrong?
So you couldn't walk?
Yeah. I couldn't walk. Like, every time it hit my trousers, it was pain.
Yeah.
And then, so I was like, all right, cool, let me go to bed. But being a household like mine, you can't be in bed for 3 days without explanation. Yeah. I got to clean up, I got to do this, help my mum out.
You're presence,
like,
no, brother, you're
like, what's wrong with you? I was like, I can't get out of bed, I'm ill. And my mum's looking at me, like, you're fine, like, get out of bed. I said, mum, I can't get out of bed. Just leave me alone. And it got to the point, I was like, mum, leave me alone. Like, I never really speak to my mum, but like, I couldn't be like to my mum,
I'll be cheating.
Like, it was like, it's still like, set to, talking to my parents about sex was still embarrassing. Yeah. And then telling them that my meat swelled up, that weren't happening.
Yeah, of course, I didn't tell my mom that.
Yeah, then that was just...
Another thing. Conversation meant to go, even.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
Have you ever had that conversation with, like, parents?
Hell no.
I think they just know I'm on, but...
Bro, me and my mum, like, when it comes to, like, my life with women, it's like talking to the mandem.
Well done.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm talking about
it. Yeah.
I don't talk to her about anything. She tries to catch you sleeping, though. Sometimes she'll bust in my room at like 6 a.m.
Mom said, just don't be a deadbeat. That's what my mom said.
Is it?
Yeah. With me...
My pops probably still thinks I'm a virgin because that nigga ain't got no time for me. But start talking to the man then. My mom can listen to this podcast and
you can't. Like, bro, you better respect me.
At first, was it awkward?
Yeah, obviously, I had to get to a certain age.
Oh, yeah.
But once the dialogue opened, nah, not really.
With me, the first time I ever had the conversation... Two times. My dad caught me with condoms. Like, my cousin gave me a big pack. He must have came here to lick or something. You know, you go to clinic and you see the free condoms.
Yeah,
just, like, give me that.
Basis,
and then he was like, he handed it to me, but I weren't fucking.
Condoms used to be like currency back in the day. Yeah, I'm beaten.
But yeah.
Had that same condom for like 6 months.
Bro.
But then, and then what happened? My dad threw on the pack and the first question he asked was so stupid. I didn't even know how to answer it. He's like, I hope you're not using these. I was like, oh.
What do you mean? Like,
I was like,
you want to roll?
Wait, it's on you. I don't use them anyway.
I was like,
how do you mean that?
I was like, you don't want me to use them or you want to?
Do you want to grandkids early?
What he's saying is that it's too early to be cheeksing. But I was like, even if I was cheeksing, I should be using them, right? And it was just an awkward conversation. But I threw my cousin under the bath. I was like, nah, he gave them to me. I don't even know what they are. Then, and second time I have a conversation with my mum, I was cheeksing in my house. I thought I had a free yard. And I just heard footsteps outside my door. And then I was like, stopped in some pumps, so I was looking around.
Yeah.
And then then I carried on. Yeah. And then that evening, she came to me and she's like, one, this place ain't a hotel, so I don't know why you bring different women around.
Like,
not different women, sorry.
Different women.
I was like,
Mr. Bitches, you know.
And then she was like, and the way you're talking to women, not under my house. Because you know when you get in that bag, you dirty slut.
Oh, yeah.
I was in my bag.
In your bag.
Oh. And like, if I was a white guy, I would probably go red all over. Yeah. I was just like, not my mum hearing me say, I never even swear in my household.
Fam. No, that's happened to me before, this thing, actually.
No, I swear a lot now, man.
Like, my mum busted into the house, like, I was with my girl or whatever, way back when, yeah. And you
cheating?
Yeah, in my room and whatever, yeah. She wasn't meant to be home. I had her, her routine down pat, bruv.
I know the routine.
Back then, and then what? But she come home early one day, okay?
She cancelled the script.
Fam, do you know what I mean? You know the records got that thing, yeah? It was like that. She comes in the house, yeah, I'm like, nah, it can't be. Walking up the stairs, yeah. My room is right next to the sitting room,
yeah.
Legit, as in, not even adjacent, it's like the next door to the sitting room,
yeah. So,
was your room downstairs?
Basically, when you come in, you got to go upstairs.
Okay, one of them was here,
come upstairs, innit? So, obviously, I come out my room, and I'm like, oh, hi, mum. I close the door bare fast. Yeah. She's all getting dressed in my room, innit? And mum's on the other side of the door, just talking to me.
Yeah.
And then she's getting dressed and like that. I'm trying to lead my mum into the sitting room.
Yeah. She's just staying there.
But she asked me to do something. Now I have to leave her there while my girl's getting dressed. And she doesn't know my girl's in the crib. I know that. I've got to leave her there by herself.
Yeah.
You got to put her in the closet or something?
Fam, I ran to Watson to get whatever I did, yeah? And I ran back, yeah? She went into the sitting room, yeah? I was talking to her. I tried to lead her off the case for ages, but I was talking to her about anything. Today, man. I did this and that. I said about everything, man. I said about everything until she got bored. Then I came, closed the door in the sitting room, yeah? Then I was like... When I say it was so fluent how I got out of that house, yeah? Fam, like... I don't think I could do that again. I think I
must be like the worst sneaker.
My room and my mum's room is too close, and the walls are too thin, so I cannot bring women to my house.
I've been caught so many times. I think my dad's like
I can, but I'm not trying to hear me cheeks in there.
That's long, man.
I think my dad's called me about 3 times as well. I must be like the worst, like, sneaky cheeks are. Because sometimes I'll be trying to get into my bag downstairs. Because I'm like, it's late at night, come through. And there was one time, it was mad weird because he's like, the door is just like, you can't really see through it. And he must have heard noise. And I was just cheeksing in there. And he's like, this nigga, like, the family room? Nigga, like, I sit there.
Like, no boundaries.
I'm like, oh.
Nah, you know what the people are the worst? The guys used to cheeks in their parents' room.
That man are insane.
That man are the worst. That's no, the man, they'll let the man then bring their thing to the thing. So they have free us all the time. Bring your thing into his thing and let her bring a friend. And your cheeks on your boys. The woman you call on your cheeks on her bed, bro.
Oh my.
There's one time I lied to my
mum. You see our church and everything.
Go get it how you can, bro.
There's one time I lied to this girl saying, yeah, that it was my yard, but yeah, it was my boy's free yard. And go in there, and it's like, oh, like, who's this?
Yeah.
And well, that's my half brother, because he's like mixed race. And then I was like, oh, yeah, that's my half brother. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, he's like, there's not many pictures of you. I'm like, shut up, man. Yeah, shut up. And then.
You'll say he's twice removed.
And then I just remember cheeks in, and then. And then there was like a wet patch in his bed. And I was like, fuck. And then I left the yard. And then I just go back to the game with the kids. I was like, I'm sorry for what you're going to see in it. And then I was like, I didn't even clean up.
Oh, my days.
I was like, yes, my bad.
You are ridiculous, bro. You're actually ridiculous, bro. You got no respect, fam. You didn't even clean up.
Well, I didn't know what bed sheets were.
This guy's sick, bro.
At least take it off.
Do you know what I mean? At least.
Nah, man. Am I a cleaner? Would you do that at a hotel?
Hey,
you start a hotel, your Bridget's crib.
Nah, but, nigga, same time. Nah, as I said, like, now, I wouldn't ever do that now, but when you're younger, you'd just be doing some wild stuff.
Speaking of hotels, bro, you got to go crazy in them hotels, bro.
Oh,
start
yeah.
Nothing in the curtains.
Yeah.
Nothing on the TV.
Yeah,
nothing
on the TV.
You got to be mad.
Hotel sex, you're moving crazy.
You know when I found hotels is crazy? Because in secondary school, for work experience, I had to work in a hotel in it, Premier Inn. So one of the jobs I had to do was to clean up the fucking rooms after, bro. I'm seeing condoms on the bed, and that was still like used condoms on the bed, flowers everywhere, like not on the floor. I'm thinking, right.
The floor? What's that for?
Bro, when I saw that, I was like, yeah, I'm done. You can fire me. I'm quitting. I'm not cleaning the shop, bro.
The white man had you work.
Bro, what? Literally, bro. I was like, nah.
Ludo's a sex worker.
Hey, bro. But at least I'll be like Miss London. I'll be confident. What's the word? Business, customer to thing. Confidentiality.
Yeah, confidentiality.
I can't pronounce it today, but yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah,
keep it on a thing. Sign NDAs and that.
Yeah,
bro.
I mean, Atlas is
not how the game's meant to go.
Me? Atlas is bare quiet, fam.
What's I up? Got those crazy stories, but I'm not
doing it. You don't be going crazy in hotels.
Yeah, maybe I do, maybe I don't.
Nigga does sex and tell, huh?
I tell you what though, man, it's cause he don't do one of them things here, innit? Yeah. Man goes to the hotels over in the Eastern Europe.
I've got a good question. Weren't you in like Germany for a year?
Yeah. I was in Germany for a year. Yes.
So how was the white women over there?
I had no idea. I kept to myself. To be honest with you. I kept entirely
So you're saying 1 year no cheeks?
Absolutely. I kept entirely to myself.
Cap.
1 year, no cheeks.
I kept entirely to myself.
Stop the cap.
Actually. No, for real. But do you know what, yeah? Because I could...
Oh, you have a woman fly in for you?
No, do you know what? No, I actually flew... I came back here. I came back here...
For cheeks?
No, the thing is, I came back here...
You didn't come back. You didn't butt me.
Yeah, I know. I told nobody. I
came back. The ones until it ends, they're there for cheeks and that's it.
That's nasty. Because when a nigga's creeping in your city and you can't even hear a word from me, like... And you're thinking, yo, you good? You like, come to check my... And man's like, I'm only here for a day and I'm with her.
Don't tell them, like, I got stuff to do.
Yeah.
No, all my family.
Yeah, you think you're wrong. Like, I can't even see
in 3 months.
Yeah. Can't even see the mandem no more. But you come back and you're going straight to cheeks. Like, come on, man.
Bro.
But I understand. I hear.
I came undercover. I told nobody. Nah, mom didn't know. Dad didn't know. Nobody
knew. Swear to
God. Absolutely nobody knew. I was in this country. No one knew I was in it. No one knew I was in this country.
15. So, so you flew back from Germany.
Till 45,
yeah. You flew from Germany.
Mm.
Came back to ENDS.
Yeah.
And they didn't tell your own parents that you're back.
Nope. I was
you're a nasty piece of work.
The thing is, I was in the country for like a month. Then I went. So I was there for ages. Then I went.
No, you're a nasty piece of work.
A month and you couldn't find time for the man then.
Word.
How good were those cheeks?
What, bro? They must have been amazing.
Before I ask my next question, was it relationship cheeks?
Yeah, it was my girl at the time. I came back here because over there, I was in Munich as well, wasn't it? So over there, it's the white whites.
Yeah, Munich is proper white.
It's like the pasty ones and everything's there. And like, I wasn't into all that. So,
but stuff like,
I was committed. So you know what I mean?
If you saw a thing that you liked, you would have done it.
Are you saying if you wasn't in a relationship, you'd have slept with a white woman?
Wait.
I'm gonna let you get off with this one. So if you wasn't in a relationship, would you sleep with a white woman?
This is why I need a lawyer, bro. I misspoke. I know. I want to stick to me. Like, what's this?
You know you fucked up, right? You know you done fucked up, right? You know you done fucked up, right?
Wait.
You know you done fucked up, right? So you telling me,
ladies and gentlemen,
we got him. We got one.
No, I misspoke. I swear. I forgot.
The white woman slayer. Say it ain't so.
The thing is, yeah. You lot, yeah.
So what's your white body count?
Oh my days, zero. You lot need to keep that
minimum.
There's women that ask me specifically as well. I'm like, nah.
You know, Twitter finds out everything.
Fam, I've never even been with one. Nah, man.
How are you just...
The closest thing, I was chatting to one. I was like 20 or whatever. But she was spicy white. It's different.
Man. You can't say spicy white. Because you had a little reggae playlist.
You know what? I won't even say where she was from, but she was spicy white, man. Just spicy white. You know them ones like,
I don't know, nigga.
Should I get back on the technicality, bro? Get out of that, bro.
Oh, bro, one time. Like.
I mean, cool just for the hearing and you understand saying, oh, look at Alex.
You know, like New Jack City when Nino Stitch everyone?
Yeah.
I don't run that. The guy goes in.
I tried to get out of the game, but they threatened to kill my mother. I'm just here to see you sentenced. We're bringing Atlas to the stand here. Atlas, sorry. You back? What's your white body count?
You won't even let me sit down.
You got to answer. You sit down.
Yeah. Court is now in session.
Yeah.
What's your white body count?
Atlas?
Hello,
Would you like to speak on the stand?
What was the question?
What's your white body count?
Can you use the word in a sentence, please?
Okay. How many women of the from the Cookies Islands, mountain, should I say, have you fornicated with?
Yeah, there we go.
One and a half.
What? Was a half as spicy white as Chino just said? Oh, you wasn't here. Spicy white.
So, I went to the toilet.
Yeah.
And now I've come back to being blindsided.
Yeah, court is now in session.
Nah, they got me already because I misspoke about something, but they got me, man.
So how's... two. All right, move on.
Nah, not moving on. Hold on.
Zero.
Huh?
Don't lie, amigo.
No, because we all... This is... Okay, it's not a safe space, but we'll...
This ain't safe.
But we're all being truthful.
Zero.
That's Alex?
Nice. You sticking to that?
Sticking to that.
Oh, my God. Crazy.
Alex?
Nigga, you don't ask the judge questions in there. How are you in court asking judge the question? I ain't under oath.
Okay, do you know what? With all seriousness, we got nothing against white women, yeah. However,
you speak French now.
We got nothing against white women. However,
the same women that enslaved us and was lying on us.
I have a lot against them, bro.
It's my black queens forever. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. That's for me specifically. Mm-hmm.
Black queens, but who's assured you say, that Serbian thing?
No, what do you mean? I beg your pardon? My what now?
Who's assured you that Serbian thing over there looking nice?
I've never even met a Serbian in my life. What do you mean?
So why do we keep getting that one stream from Serbia?
It was for him. You and your Svetlanas, bro.
I have no idea what you're talking about, bro.
Only Serbian I know is Ivan.
If you're from Serbia and you're listening to this and you made it this far, please can you contact Chino? What's the Twitter?
I don't have one. I don't even know who this is.
Please
bro.
Contact me. Just slide in my DMs. I'm trying to see who it is. Father underscore Alfonso.
Leave me alone.
Let's
I like
get Chino.
Women.
Let's get Chino
especially
out of
dark skinned women as well. I like black women.
You're doing too much.
You're doing way too much, bro.
This PR.
Swear, the thing is, that's why I don't even say it. It sounds like I'm joking.
Yeah, it does.
Swear,
yeah,
I've only ever been like that.
This
you know
PR.
You've only ever been like that.
You know what I mean?
I've only ever been into like dark skinned women. What can I say?
So up when you was into them Albanian
ones. So that's why you went Germany. You wanted to taste. It's all right if you want to taste every flavor.
Taste a bit of vanilla.
All right, fine. A nigga was drunk once. Yeah, you got me. Fair enough. You got me.
But
what
you
can
know,
I say?
But for real though, if you like with the whole thing. Cheeks who you want to cheeks, man.
Yeah, it also is.
Yeah, I know. It's just
bad. It's just bad.
Some people going on here like it's like, you know,
it's like do or die.
You know how like white people feel attacked and they be like, this is anti-white. Nigga, you put us through years of hold this cool.
You can hold a few jokes, man.
You make one few jokes about white people. This is racist. This is like
reverse racism.
Do you know what I mean? Hold that, man.
I swear on Instagram,
you got white women agenda, bro.
On Instagram, I posted it up. So there was a blog, and it was this little black boy talking to this white woman. I don't know her ethnic background, but she was clearly white, and with a fat back. You know them one, the monstrous girls. Like, just pure back. The face probably wasn't there. I don't care. And then, but he's about 12.
Yeah.
And then he's like, hey, yo, da-da-da, like, what's good? And then I was like, our black brothers need to stay away from white women. Just a little joke. But then, like, if your Insta comments are wild. Once they catch a hold of it, bare people start, like, going underneath. And this white boy messaged me. All right, let me see if I can get the message up.
Be quick, though, yeah.
Where is it? Alright, cool, it's here. So he goes, same person who I guarantee is fighting for equality is also the person who says black brothers should stay away from white people. Bit hypocritical and actually quite a retarded thing to say. We are equal and saying stupid things like that is out of order. And I was just thinking, damn, this guy profiling just because I'm black I'm fighting for equality. How you know this?
How you know?
How you know?
He got in his bag.
But then I was just looking at the message, and I was like, if you just look at him, and you're thinking, bruh.
Alex hasn't said a word, bruv.
About what?
Just listening. Where was you the last pod session?
No, I was isolating, like I said.
Okay,
bro.
Isolating some cheeks.
If Alfonso's telling a story, what do you want me to say?
Nah, you've just been chilling, fam. I don't like the fact that we've all been open. Atlas is just there like,
you know what it is? Chino's the one that says too much in the group chat, and then you'd be like, I know
what's
you
everyone
ain't
talking about. The first episode we did, Chino's talking about oversharing, and he's coming, he's laid his balls out for everyone to see.
I'm the bad guy.
You know what I'm telling you? I remember the first time, me and my dad, Jerry, don't connect. Piss off, blood.
She FaceTimed me, there was Gucci sliders in the back.
Piss off, blood. Guys are ridiculous, bruv. I'm just saying, innit? I know Atlas has got issues, bruv.
Issues?
That's this I know, Chino. I've clocked him. I see you as a woman. Oversharing, bro.
Me?
That's your bag.
Into the cheeks,
bro.
Ask these men what they know about me. They'll tell you zero.
This is why I trust issues.
This is my trauma. It's still good the way I did.
Oh my days.
Take it or leave it.
Oh my days.
I can't change who I am. You want another therapy session? We've got that for you, big boy.
They're like, I'm going to speak to the lady.
Yeah.
You're a waste, man.
You've been speaking to the lady for too long.
Yeah, bro. We want some results, nigga.
Me and the lady are like this now. We chilling.
She know the type to go to therapy and start lying about his life. How are we gonna help you?
I cannot believe my eyes, man. Whoa.
You're lying in therapy, man.
Like, this Russian is crazy. I can't believe my eyes, bro.
Alright, listen, this because when I got time, I wanted to ask you, but what was the cock saying?
The what?
You know exactly. They know. Okay, what was the cock saying?
This,
I think clutch, yeah. The place that the food places that are popping right now have the most sus names. Yeah. That white man can't jerk and now cockfighter.
Bro, this cock.
Yeah.
What back?
Yeah. Got a couple hands to it, bro.
Outstanding.
Yo, I saw it.
Hold on, me. I got to use two hands.
Yeah, literally, what happened was in Shoreditch.
It was so big, I didn't know where to attack it from.
I was on Instagram. going through the stories for the man them stories, and I couldn't be out with the man them last week. I just see, I'm just seeing the girth and tonnage, bro.
Like, bare girth in there, bro.
Bare meat, bro.
Actually, where's the meat? Pippin came through and we're ordering food because you have to order.
Did you drink in it?
Food,
substantial meals
and
that.
And then this nigga was like, I'm getting some from Cockfighters. I'm thinking,
pause.
But then this nigga came back with a cock. I tell you that. Good cock.
And that cock was fighting. I lost that fight, bro.
This nigga got two hands.
That cock beat me
and
up.
Me and Ludo are looking at this cock now. And we're thinking, rah. I went up.
I'll leave you some of that.
Yeah, I quite came back. And next minute, me and Ludo are eating our burgers now. And the next minute, you know, bare cameras on. Hey, yo. This nigga eating some cock. Bro, I didn't even care.
Yeah, word.
Was it a chicken burger or a beef burger?
Chicken burger.
Bro, yeah. Cock fighting. Cock chicken.
Oh, of course.
But, bro, if I lie, girth eating still.
You're saying girthy?
Too much meat.
Might have to get involved still.
Too much meat. I had two hands on
that. Literally two hands on that shit.
I was telling Ludo, help me.
Yeah, help me, bro. Tagging again,
help
bro.
Help me.
I was looking at Pippin, man. He couldn't finish that, bro. I was looking at Pippin.
No, it was Elijah. He couldn't finish his, bro.
Elijah?
Too much meat for him.
But Elijah's like 170 soaking wet, bro.
Yeah, exactly. He couldn't finish it, bro. Too much meat, bro.
Bro, too much girth.
Hell of meat going on over there, man. That's crazy.
Fuck, you know. I can't lie, the burger looked serious.
But can I lie, bro? In all seriousness, the burger was beautiful, bro.
Yeah. But shout out Box Park Cockfighters. Yeah. Box Park's a bit weird now because you only can sit down.
Yeah,
it's not the same vibe, but you can if you're with the mandem, it's good.
Yeah, yeah.
But you ain't getting you can't really be pulling up on things in Box Park anymore.
You got to stay in your zone.
Tell that to Tookus and Thingy, fam. God's blood.
Tookus probably my top five white people. We'll save that for another episode.
Top five white people, innit?
Yeah, top five white people. I got my personal list. We should have a personal list and a celebrity list.
Oh, yeah.
He's got Mark Wahlberg in his.
Me? Yeah. What? No, he has Mark Wahlberg in his.
I said before we give our top five on the next episode, we should all research and what they've done. Because we don't want to be saying, I fuck with so-and-so. And then be like,
And
a video comes out of like Justin Bieber when he was like,
Chainsaw Team.
Yeah, one less lonely nigga.
One less lonely nigga. Oh, he was going crazy.
Nah. Hey, why have you got some crazy songs,
Dappy,
bro?
Remember when Dappy made a diss tune and he was like, fuck it, I'ma say it.
Yeah.
You're my nigga. I was thinking, Dappy.
You shouldn't have done that.
But anyway, we save that for next episode.
No, Atlas therefore said Liam Neeson.
He never said that.
Outro, innit?
All right. Obviously, episode 3, Raptor of Apes on tape. Don't forget to use the ALT pod hashtag so we can communicate with each other.
Get that hashtag
going like usual. We love the support everyone's bringing.
For real. Support's crazy, crazy.
What's your socials, everyone? We give your socials.
Yeah, IK_Chino. Show me some love in it.
What does IK stand for?
It's just both my Nigerian names, isn't it?
Okay.
My one, just Fada_Alfonso. You know what it is?
Ludo4PF.
I'm Atlas ASP.
Ludo4PenisFool.
We out. On that note, we out.
Peace.
But you can find the podcast on everything, all streaming sites, SoundCloud, Apple.
Yeah, we there.
All right, thank you, everyone. Thank you. Love.
Love for that.